This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Members of the House and Senate have been optimistic about a deal that has been negotiated to provide money for border security and keep the government open, VOA Senate correspondent Michael Bowman reports.
The president says he has to give it another look, but at first glance,
not happy about it. It's not doing the trick.
One way or another, he says the wall is getting built, raising the likelihood he'll take action on his own by shifting government resources.
Taking from far less, really from far less important areas.
The president says he does not think there will be another government shutdown. If there is, he says that's on Democrats like Richard Blumenthal, who says the president can avoid it himself once Congress signs off on the deal.
If the president fails to approve this budget, he would be out of his mind.
GOP leaders are behind the compromise.
And that is AP's Sagar Magani reporting. North Korea's nuclear and other military capabilities remain unchanged and still pose a threat to the United States and its allies. That's according to the top U.S. military commander in South Korea, telling a Senate hearing Tuesday. Comments underscore the stalled diplomacy between the U.S. and North Korea since President Trump and Kim Jong-un agreed last June in Singapore to work toward the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. The deal, which is subject to South Korean parliamentary approval, is only valid for a year, unlike the previous agreement, which lasted 5 years. President Trump says he is willing to let the deadline for hiking tariffs on Chinese imports slide if a deal is close. U.S. tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese goods are set to jump on March 1st unless both sides work out a trade deal. Mr. Trump said China's economy is ailing because of the current tariffs, while the U.S. Treasury is bringing in a tremendous amount of money. This is VOA News. President Trump has called for the resignation of a Democratic freshman congressman, Ilhan Omar, who apologized Monday after drawing widespread condemnation from both Republicans and her fellow Democrats for comments deemed anti-Semitic. The president told reporters Tuesday that Omar's apology was lame and added that she didn't mean a word of it. He called on her to resign Congress or at least resign from the House Foreign Affairs Committee on which she serves. Omar, a Somali Muslim refugee who took office 5 weeks ago as a representative for the Midwestern state of Minnesota, apologized Monday after drawing the widespread condemnation. Congresswoman Omar contended in a string of Twitter comments that a pro-Israel lobbying group in the United States, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, is buying off lawmakers to support the Jewish state. And the Afghan Taliban preparing to enter new talks with the U.S.?
The Taliban have announced a 14-member negotiating team ahead of talks this month with U.S. envoy Zalmay Khalilzad, who has been meeting with the insurgents to try to end America's longest war. The group includes five former members of the U.S. prison in Guantanamo Bay, who were released in 2014 in exchange for a captured American soldier, and the jailed younger brother of the leader of the Haqqani Network, a powerful Taliban faction. The Taliban are refusing to meet directly with the U.S.-backed government in Kabul.
That's AP's Charles de la Desma reporting. The Mexican drug lord, nicknamed El Chapo, has been convicted in a New York federal court.
The jury returned a verdict against the notorious drug lord Joaquin Guzman on its sixth day of deliberation. The drug trafficking charges could put the 61-year-old defendant in prison for life. He was accused of smuggling 200 tons of cocaine and of using torture and murder to cement his control of the Sinaloa drug cartel. He was famous for escaping from prisons in Mexico, and the trial was held under extraordinary security before an anonymous jury.
AP's Warren Levinson reporting. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that he will bring the Democrats' Green New Deal up for vote. That proposed legislation will move the United States away from fossil fuels toward clean, renewable energy. He, like many other Republicans, have already said they don't like the idea, saying it would destroy the U.S. economy. President Trump blasted the proposal, telling supporters Monday it would shut down American energy. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido says humanitarian aid would be brought into the country on February 23rd, even though President Nicolas Maduro has refused to let it in. Guaido, recognized by the U.S. and about 50 other countries as the interim president of Venezuela, spoke Tuesday to thousands of supporters who demonstrated as part of an ongoing campaign to break the military support for Maduro and force the socialist leader from power. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.